everybody. Time for another matinee show.
Yeah.
New movie review. Here's another one that we rented on Xbox. I believe it's also streaming on some other services as well, Amazon Prime, perhaps. This is called Inheritance.
Yeah, surprisingly good. I like this one.
I have to tell you that it really does seem like it's getting kind of like lackluster reviews, which I guess I can see why, but I actually kind of really dug this movie. It's like we were going through and we were watching like trailers for like all the new stuff, like whatever the new possibilities were. And I usually let Tom pick because I'm just like, well, here's, you know, here's the pool of ones we have to pick from. And then we'll go through and watch the trailers. And he'd be like, oh, that looks the best. Or that's the one that he's in the mood for. So we watched that one. And he thought the trailer for this one looked the best. It's not a horror movie. It's like a mystery thriller type movie. And basically, you know, obviously this just came out. It was supposed to come out like, I think it was supposed to come out at a festival like in April, but because of the, you know, pandemic and everything, it got delayed. So it ended up, this really just came out on streaming like 1 or 2 weeks ago. So this is like actually really, really new. Like I said, so I don't want to spoil it, but I might spoil like the thing that the trailer spoiled. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if you really don't want to know anything about this movie, then you should probably like watch it before you watch the review. You know what
I mean? It's almost better not to know anything.
I think.
Just go rent the movie. It's a thriller mystery. It does have horror elements. It feels like a horror movie.
It does kind of.
Kind of like, what was it? Seven? Remember like Seven Deadly Sins or something like along that.
It's not gory, but
it has some weird, you know, you're not sure which direction this shit's going to go. You think it might get pretty gory, but it never does.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer and it just looked like a well-made movie. And I kind of, the premise was kind of interesting. So we rented it and I liked it. I don't care what the reviews said.
Well, some of the review, like one of the reviewers that I saw, like he really liked it also, but he like did point out a couple things that actually we kind of, you know, were talking about when we were watching it.
Yeah, there were easy ways you could have gotten out of this conundrum, but
yeah, that's what I mean. So there were a few. I will say outright that, you know, there are a few things that kind of stretch credulity a little bit, or some character motivations were a little bit murky and I wasn't really sure about. And like you said, there were some situations that probably could have been resolved like easily, but you wouldn't have had a movie. But then on the other hand, I will say that I think this movie as a thriller, as a mystery, was successful because I was like invested the whole time going, what the fuck is going on with this situation? And, you know, what are these people's motivations? Like, what is this guy doing here? What is this, that, and the other? So it did like really keep you interested and keep you guessing like through the whole thing.
Real good acting.
Yeah, and I will say, I think this is the only time that I've seen Simon Pegg of Shaun of the Dead fame. Also, he was Scotty in the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies. I think this might be the first serious role that I've seen him in, because usually he plays like comedic roles, obviously.
He knocks it out of the park, man. He's the reason to see this movie.
Holy crap. I didn't realize. Not only does he do like a really, really good like American accent, like you would never know that he was British, but also, he's like kind of legit scary in this.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to scare. You know, if you want to see the movie, go ahead and check out now. We're going to start spoiling some
shit. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to spoil all of it, like I said, but the thing that I was going to spoil, they already spoiled it in the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, because we watched the trailer and it kind of tells you what happens in it. And it happens like in the first 15 minutes of the movie. So it's not like we're really like ruining some big reveal
this chick,
or anything.
She's like a high powered DA,
she's the district attorney.
Yeah. And her dad's like a fucking trillionaire.
Yeah, he's like, I think it's like this super, super powerful family. I think he's a banker, I think they reveal. Her younger brother is like running for office, like a senator or something. I think if mom was also like a high-powered attorney at some point. So this is like a very, very, you know, well-connected, very rich, very powerful family.
Well, he dies and they all get their inheritances. And she gets hers and she only gets $1 million.
Though the rest of the brother gets like $20 million and like and all this other stuff.
And then the family lawyer says, I need to talk to you privately because there's some more shit your dad wanted you to have. And he gave her a letter. Wasn't it a letter?
It was like, it was like a manila envelope that had like...
It told her to go fucking... The rest of her inheritance was out in the backyard near where her fucking playset or something used to be when she was a little kid. You know, it's a huge fucking mansion. And she goes out there and she finds this damn door. A door that leads to like an underground bunker.
Yeah.
And in there is a fucking dude chained up.
Chained to the wall by his neck.
He's in a prisoner. Her dad's
alive,
Her dad's been keeping this dude a prisoner for fucking, like, 27 years.
I think he said 30 years.
30
yeah.
years. And no instructions. That's the thing about the movie that I was like, wait a minute, hold on. If he tells her about the fucking prisoner, then you would assume that what he wanted was for her to release him. But she wasn't sure what to do with him. And that's the thing that's kind of strange.
Well, basically, like, all that's in this package that she gets, like I said, she's kind of pissed because I guess they don't, like, super, super go into it. But there is, like, a lot of, a little bit of, like, implied backstory that, you know, because she is kind of, like, she's not a prosecutor. She's, you know, a public attorney. She's a district attorney, which her dad, I think, was always, like, really disappointed. Like, he thought it was really shameful. Also, he didn't like the guy she married. He didn't like, all these choices that she made in her life. So it seemed like she was always kind of trying to please him. And the fact that when they go to read the will, because the dad dies, like, very, very suddenly, like, right at the very beginning of the movie. And it's supposedly a heart attack. And, you know, so no one is really, like, prepared. So they go to the reading of the will and, like, everybody gets all this, like, her younger brother gets, like, $20 million and stuff. And so she only gets $1 million. And so she was like, it's this slap in the face, right? And she's, like, really upset about it. She's like, it's not so much the money. It's just the fact that, you know, oh, it's dad shitting on me from beyond the grave, like, again, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like that. But then, like, the lawyer gives her the package. Now, the package has the key to the bunker, and it also has like a thumb drive that has like a video of her dad. Basically, all her dad says in the video, he doesn't say what it is or nothing like that. He just says, this is a secret that I think he says it must stay buried, I think is what he says, like, on the video. Okay. So which is an explicit instructions. And he says on there that he doesn't want to give explicit instructions in case somebody else opens this or in case somebody else finds it. So he didn't want to say what it was.
That's right. He said it must stay buried.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she didn't just let him go.
Yeah.
Because maybe she also picked that up. I forgot that he said that.
Yeah, that was near the beginning.
He didn't give any explicit instructions to
What to do.
About what to do with the dude. Man, and that really, it's hard to talk about the movie from beyond that.
Yeah, you can't really, like, say any more than that. Yeah. Because pretty much the rest of the movie is kind of not, it's not really like a cat and mouse game, I guess, but it's sort of like this unraveling mystery.
Yeah,
where
the movie doesn't work if you know what the deal is.
Yeah, where her and this guy are, like, you know, talking about, like, all this stuff that gets revealed, like, later on. Now, like I said, you know, Lily Collins plays, you know, the DA, like, the main character, and she looks very, very young to be a district attorney, I will say that.
Too, yeah.
Even though, you know, I read that her character was actually supposed to be 31, and that's how old she is, too. You know, which, you know, that is very young for a district attorney in general. But she's not, I guess she's not as young as she looks. She kind of has Winona Ryder syndrome, where she, like, kind of
looks like she's 17,
like a very, very young girl. And it's, like, so it's kind of hard to take her seriously when she's, like, in older dramatic roles. But she does a really good job. Like I said, her character motivation is kind of weird. Like, sometimes I didn't really know where she was coming from. I will say, though, that I was super impressed with fucking Simon Pegg in this movie. Because, like I said, this is the only time I've ever seen him play an American. This is the only time I've ever seen him play a role like this, like a very serious dramatic role. He looks like he lost a lot of weight for this role because, like I said, he's been in a bunker for 30 years because, you know, he wasn't fat before, but he was just, you know, he's like a little bit of a stout fella. So he did actually, like, so he looked like really lean and, like, kind of taller than I've
Well, he was
imagined.
He was working out in a bunker too.
Yeah. And he has like this really, really long, like, gray hair, as you would if you were kind of in prison for that amount of time. And just their interactions with each other, like, as, you know, all of this stuff about the past and all of the stuff about who he is, like, starts to come out. You know, so it really does get you invested in the mystery, even though, like I said, you know, there might be some plot holes, there might be stuff that, you know, is not entirely believable, but I was still invested enough in the characters and invested enough in the mystery and interested enough to see where this was going to go, like, to kind of make me not care about that.
Right. What was that movie about the damn table that went down through the prison?
The Platform.
Yeah. If you like The Platform, you might like this movie.
Yeah. I mean,
if you liked fucking Silence of the Lambs and that kind of shit, you might like the movie.
Yeah. This is I mean, it's a pretty standard mystery thriller type movie.
Yeah. Human imprisonment theme.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of thrillers have kind of elements that, you know, that maybe it wouldn't happen like that in real life. You know what I mean? Like, you know, some plot holes or something like that.
Yeah.
But honestly, this genre, maybe you kind of expect that.
Yeah, because this is the movie's playing, and I'm talking to Jenny. So, well, why didn't he just do this? Yeah. Why didn't you tell her? Why didn't you tell, you know? Well, looking back on it now that you know the whole fucking story, the movie wouldn't have fucking happened.
Well, yeah. That's what I saw another reviewer say that too, because now in the first video, he did say Secret has to say Barry. Like I said, he didn't tell her what it was.
That doesn't mean much.
But the other reviewer made the point that he's like, well, even if he didn't want anybody to find this thumb drive and, like, you know, what was on it, and he didn't want anybody to get suspicious, then why didn't he put another thumb drive in the bunker that told her what to do?
Right.
Exactly. Like, he could have done that. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess he could have. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's just little stupid stuff like that. Yeah, it's just a movie. And it's like, I didn't really think about that so much when I was watching it, because I was just like, I really liked the interplay between the two of them, and I really wanted to see, like, you know, what the fuck he was doing down there. And it's like,
it kind of reminded me of Silence of the Lambs, because the dude's kind of fucking locked up and he's sending her out on missions to prove his story he's telling. There's kind of, you know, isn't that kind of like a Hannibal Lecter type thing, where he's telling Agent Starling, you know, hey, if you go over here, you'll find the head, and if you go over there, you'll find...
Yeah, so it did have
some
that.
Of that kind of stuff going on.
Well, and there was one scene in there in the bunker, like, late in the movie, that looked to me like a direct homage to Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It looked like they were directly homaging.
They were trying to evoke that fucking feeling of having a real dangerous prisoner, and you don't know, you're not sure.
Yeah.
They were trying to do that. If it worked... I thought the movie was great. It also kind of reminded me a little bit of Cape Fear. Remember Cape Fear?
Yeah, it did have a little bit like of that going on, yeah.
If you like those movies, you'd like this one.
Yeah, so it's kind of like one of those powerful family with secrets type of thing, and, you know, somebody knows...
Somebody from the back coming back for vengeance, that kind of shit.
Yeah, so it's that kind of thing. So, like I said, as long as you can overlook... You know, maybe some plot holes, or why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? It's like, just don't think about it too much.
Yeah, just enjoy the movie.
Just enjoy the movie. It's a good, like, thriller.
Good acting.
You know, yeah, like I said, Simon Pegg is easily the best part of this. You know, I was really impressed.
This could change his career. He's going to be able to do fucking new roles after this shit.
Maybe so. Like I said, I'm not sure if he's done dramatic roles previous to this, but...
he's, like, totally believable.
This is the first one that I've seen him in. And I was like, wow, he could do a really good American accent. Like I said, you wouldn't know he was British if you were just, like, watching this and didn't know.
Yeah.
And he's, like, almost unrecognizable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, with the hair and everything. So, like I said, he lost so much weight and everything.
He did a fucking performance of his career, if you ask me. I think it was just fucking awesome.
Yeah, I thought he was really great in this. But so it's called Inheritance. Like I said, it's very, very new. Just came out a week or two ago. So if you're into thrillers and shit like that, then check it out.